The title of my message today is Learn to Accept and Deal with the Pressures of Life. And the message is taken from 2 Corinthians 4, verses 8 to 10. If we are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed, we always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For the believer, pressure is one of the conditions and requirements for spiritual growth. In the midst of pressure, you will be confronted with fear. Then you will have to decide whether to go forward and overcome the situation you're facing, or go backwards and be overwhelmed by it. What is pressure? It is an exertion of force which confronts you with a difficulty or challenge to overcome. Face up to it and become a winner, or run away from it and become a loser. In the book of James, chapter 1, verses 2 to 4, it says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." So you can see, trials cause pressure to confront your faith. And if you are able to stand and work your way through the situation, you're going to end up with patience, joy, and lacking nothing. I started off by saying that pressure is a condition and requirement of spiritual growth. The challenges and trials of life are always accompanied with pressure. And because of some people's negative attitude towards dealing with pressure, many of us are sick, depressed, and full of fear. Pressure is not meant to be an enemy of the believer, but a friend. Deal with it with a positive attitude, and you'll overcome whatever you're faced with. Facing and overcoming pressure not only develops patience and joy, it also removes fear and increases your trust in God. We all act differently when confronted with pressure. Our attitude of mind towards pressure either increases or decreases the amount of pressure we have to face and overcome. The important thing to know is that the response to whatever pressure you are faced with will decide whether you overcome it or it overcomes you. In the Old Testament, when the people of Israel were leaving Egypt, they found themselves in a pressure cooker situation. Behind them was Pharaoh and his army marching against them. In front of the Israelites was the Red Sea. There was no way forward and no way back. To their right and left were either mountains or desert. In other words, no way forward, no way back, and no way right or left. This is the pressure cooker situation that confronted them. When pressure builds up in a pressure cooker, the valve on top of the pressure cooker releases some of the pressure. In a similar way, the people of Israel had no other way out of their crisis than to look up and seek God's help. The valve on top of the pressure cooker represents Jesus, our release valve. And as we confront whatever force that is exerted upon us, we need to be reminded, as in Psalm 55, verse 22, which says, cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. The crucial point for the Israelites was the parting of the Red Sea, which enabled them to cross over on dry land, later killing Pharaoh and his army when the water of the Red Sea returned together. The explanation as to how we as believers are able to deal with and overcome pressure is simply because we are offsprings of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are told of him in the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verse 24. Very truly, I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. This corn of wheat describes the glory of Jesus as he was with his Father in heaven. Yet he saw our plight, that we were riddled with sins, and came down from heaven to rescue us by dying for our sins. In other words, he is the seed that fell to the ground and died. When a seed is buried in the ground, it takes the pressure from the soil on all sides before it blossoms into a plant and produces fruit to bear more seeds. So we who believe in Christ are able to overcome and deal with the pressures that we face. When you have a relationship with Jesus, as long as you put your trust in him, he will always release the buildup of the pressure in any given situation that you are faced with. As I said before, Jesus can be compared to the valve on top of the pressure cooker. The valve releases the buildup of pressure. Otherwise, the pressure cooker would explode. However, the pot doesn't explode because before it gets too hot, Jesus releases the pressure to keep it cool. Whenever a situation of pressure is given to you, Jesus releases the pressure that is required for your spiritual growth. Let us not forget that there can be no greater pressure than that which is explained in Isaiah 53, verses 3 to 5, which says, he was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. And because Jesus suffered for our sins, we who believe and have received him as our Lord and Savior have the capacity to overcome and deal with pressure. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, the pressures of life often confront and try to overwhelm us. Help us to face all trials and overcome them, always being conscious of the need for spiritual growth and development. In Jesus' name, amen. May God bless you to understand and be able to apply his word in your life. God bless you. Pastor Philip. Thank you.
You know.